Welcome to In the Deep. I'm your host, Katherine Ingram. The following short selection is the opening talk and first question and answer from a longer session of Dharma Dialogues called Authenticity. It was recorded in Los Angeles in 2005. Well, you might have thought you came to hear spiritual teachings. So I should say a disclaimer at the outset. You will not be hearing anything about enlightenment here. It's a conversation that belongs with conversations about the Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus. But we can talk about ease of being. We can talk about ways of feeling more free in our lives. And this has to do with a fairly simple observing of your actual experience, which is that nothing is ever sticking in your awareness. Just the recognition of that is very freeing. So in this context, we're just going to be noticing all evening how nothing is sticking. Nothing ever stuck. Now, having said that, sometimes one then starts to imagine, and you also hear a lot about non-identification in spiritual circles, not identifying with the content of your mind, which is a generally good idea, but it doesn't mean that you become a kind of vegetative blob. You still are you. And the more you are, strangely, the more free you feel. The more authentically yourself you are. So for instance, if I'm ever under a moment of delusion when I think I should be more spiritual about something, it creates a tension. And after a point, I don't like me. I don't like me having to pretend to be nicer or better or have nicer thoughts. I like me better in the most authentic expression. And I also know that all of my own stuff passes very quickly. So this starts to feel very free. You get to be free to be you. And let's also leave behind all these concepts where you're constantly trying to get rid of you, get rid of the me, right? Another spiritual baggage. So when you are able to really relax into your own true self, your own natural self, you'll like you better, you'll feel better, and consequently, you'll be a bit more magnanimous in your relationships, in your dealings with people. It will actually free up your own goodness. You won't have this pressure to be something other than yourself. You won't have this task, this unending, depressing task. And you'll be able to really relax and enjoy and love your life and be very natural, be very authentically yourself. One last thing is coming, and that is that you actually cannot really be happy unless you're authentic with yourself.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I certainly agree with you theoretically. It's wonderful to be authentic, and I like those moments when I am. But I find in life sometimes it's embarrassing to be authentic. For example, with my girlfriend, I'll sometimes feel needy, and I'm embarrassed. I shouldn't be so needy. If I was really in contact with this presence or whatever system I'm following, then I wouldn't be needy. But somehow I feel frustrated or deprived. I'm embarrassed to share that. Or sometimes she or other people will do things and I feel a little hurt. And I'm embarrassed to be hurt. I shouldn't be so sensitive. Maybe I have to work on myself, be more grown up. So these thoughts come to me. So when I hear you, in a sense, it's a relief. I don't have to pretend to be more grown up. But I'm kind of real. In the present moment, I'm still embarrassed about sharing these things. It seems like I should not feel this way. I should be more free.
You know, it's interesting that you're willing to share it in this room, in fact. That's a kind of bravery, a kind of heart courage, you know, to be authentically vulnerable in front of a room full of people. I would also point you to, when I'm speaking about being authentic, actually, in the actual experience of it, no matter what your truth is, you will feel strong in it. If you're really being authentic and something did hurt you, some situation, some behavior, whatever, and you say it from your most authentic place, right, you are then in a position of strength. It's only when you're trying to negotiate it somehow.
With myself, you mean?
Yes, with yourself, yeah. Of course. And it also requires that you surrender to how things turn out. In other words, if you say your truth and it repels someone from you, you have to say ah so to that. And that's also part of the deep authenticity of being who you are. Because if you're trying to hedge it all the time, that's just another pressure, right? We really get into that in relationship. Because we get into a kind of feeling of, we set it up in our minds that our happiness is wholly dependent on this person staying and loving us in the way we want to be loved. And as soon as we enter into that belief system, we're in trouble. And then you're vulnerable in all kinds of ways, in all kinds of very unpleasant ways. But if you set it up in your mind in a true authenticity, which is that I have to be myself. I have to always be myself. And if that repels someone from me, I will have to live with that because that's going to be better, in my view, than living in a kind of twisted compromise inside in order to get them to stay. I say the twisted, contorted inner world that you have to affect to keep someone staying is worse than being alone. But people often don't know that. They don't believe it.
Thank you. Your point about it being a strength rather than the weakness,
yes,
touched me.
And yeah. Isn't it true, for instance, in your own case, on the other side, when somebody speaks to you, when somebody tells you from their heart something, they share with you something about your relationship, and they tell it straight from their heart, and they tell you how it hurt them or affected them, and they're not running a number on you. They're just speaking. When they speak that way, it shakes you to your core, doesn't it? When somebody tells you the truth and they're not trying to blame you or harm you, they're just speaking their heart. Even if in the moment you resist, it will haunt you, right? It haunts you. It doesn't let you rest if you're a person of conscience and of any intelligence. So you realize they're in a position of strength, right? They're in the position of strength, even though seemingly what they said might have made them vulnerable, but in fact, it doesn't. When you really stay authentic, you feel stronger and stronger.
This has been a mini-cast of In the Deep with Katherine Ingram. You can find more about my work at katherineingram.com or follow me on Twitter at Kath Ingram, and you can subscribe to our podcasts for free on iTunes. Till next time.